Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Our question, what is the nickname for the person who does not know it is their nickname? 206-803-ROCK.
A couple of texts here. People are joining in the conversation. It says, a friend was introducing a lady friend to myself and another buddy. He said she was, quote, kind of big. Well, we saw them coming to our table. She was the big girl. And when they walked up to our table, my buddy yelled, kinda. Now, I'm sure I'll go to hell for laughing, but we referred to her as kinda after that.
Okay.
I worked with a guy who had one leg shorter than the other. Whenever he walked, we would say, here comes the sniper's nightmare. Let's say here.
You know, I usually don't have nicknames people don't know. And I feel bad. I think this guy's passed now. But there was a bar. The guy had one hand, and I'm pretty sure it was, or one arm. Pretty sure it was only a left arm. So we called him Lefty.
That's fair.
Well, that's not the worst thing in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know who.
Can you only do that?
You'll see Lefty at the bar. You'll know exactly what that means.
But can you only do that if you're missing an arm? Could I do that if you're missing a leg or an eye?
You can do it if you're a pitcher.
Right? If you're missing an eye. Because I feel like if you have one arm, people call you Lefty. You're like, all right, cool.
If I'm missing an eye, am I wearing an eye patch?
Yeah.
Then I feel like people, it's fair to call me Pirate Ted.
What about leg?
Same thing.
Okay, go Pirate.
I'm missing one. I mean, we never called Mittermeier a weird name, did we? He only had one leg.
No, we didn't. We missed a golden opportunity. We treated him with too much respect, damn it.
And
he had one leg, and we never actually made fun of him for it.
Yeah, and he's Miles' arch nemesis because he has one leg, and as a goalie, stopped Miles from scoring in soccer.
That is correct.
I'll never forget that.
I won't either.
It's true, Mike.
Apparently not. Because I forgot about it up until 2 seconds ago.
Oh, throw it, I won't.
Yeah, I know.
Miles has the shot.
I don't even think I touched the ball.
The one-legged goalie stopped it.
I think I completely whiffed on that ball when it bounced up.
It was bad.
Soccer's just different. Because, I'll give you credit. You're probably the most athletic out of all of us. But soccer is a different ball game.
Yes, yes it is.
You got to know how to use those feet.
And if I know Miles, he was chuckling about a one-legged goalie, too.
Look, man, I was sprinting.
But also, though, you should be able to use your feet better. You were a punter.
I know that.
At D1.
The ball bounced up off the AstroTurf in an indoor arena. It went straight over the top of the foot. I kicked completely under it. Don't think that I wouldn't do that with
a one-legged goalie snapped your shot.
That is correct, I think, eventually. Or he came up and ran.
Eventually.
He came up and ran and got it because I think I completely missed the ball. I don't even think I made contact.
Were you just intimidated by him?
Probably, yeah.
Come on, man, I can do it.
Couldn't stop staring at his leg. What is the nickname for the person who doesn't know it's their nickname? 206-803.
I got a buddy that's I'm pretty good friends with. He ended up having to have both his legs amputated.
All right.
I'll send him a message. Like, do people call you something?
That's the message.
Well, he's already like 6'8", so I call him Big Dave.
Jeez, a whiz. Yeah, wow. Is that with the stilts? I mean,
met him before. He's come to a bunch of events back in the day.
All right.
I mean, he's a giant dude. I mean, just tall.
Yeah.
Could you say, like, dude, I just want to be 4 inches shorter just so my life at 6'4 would be more comfortable, you know? Like, sleeping in a bed wouldn't be hard anymore, but.
I'll send him a message. I feel like he's still that tall.
How are you going to send him a what are you going to say?
What's he in your phone as?
Well, actually, I have two Big Daves.
All right.
One guy is not as tall as I don't want to say Dave's last name. Big Seahawks fan. A lot of people in town would know him. And then my other buddy, Dave, I know through Sounder stuff, who's not as tall, but he's a little bit bigger. So they're both Big Dave. One guy just gets his last name.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
What is the nickname for the person who doesn't know it's their nickname? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Ted. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola. Good afternoon. Good Friday.
Hola.
Positive Friday.
No, positive Friday. Sorry.
Yeah.
Back when I was super young and dumb, I was working at a place and everyone introduced me to Deb. But they said, oh, we call her Sea Donk because she was majestic like a manatee, but she also had similar features to a manatee, the sea donkey.
Oh, damn.
Sea donkey.
So yeah. Sea donk.
Yeah, sea donk.
All right.
And to someone else's credit, that is what I saved her in my phone as. So come around to drinking time, and buddy got hold of my phone and calls her up and says, is this Sea Donk?
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Why? Because he was curious to find out who Sea Donk was, or did he know?
He was the one that introduced her to me as that.
Oh, damn.
Man.
Yeah. It was not. It was backstabby.
So did you end up keeping that job?
Oh, no. I lost the job long before that phone call.
All right. Okay. All right, fair enough.
Yeah.
Sea Donk.
No, but I did catch up. Yeah. I did catch up with her years later at a wedding, and she'd probably dropped about 200 and... She saw me. She smiled. She said, I don't look like a sea donkey anymore, do I?
I bet you was happy as hell to see you.
Damn.
She'd been waiting to see you.
How much time had passed? Wedding.
Looking all good. Yeah.
How much time had passed?
About 4 or 5 years.
Oh, good for her, though. She's sea donkey no more.
No. You are no longer sea donkey.
No, I call you mermaid.
Right.
What is the nickname for the person who doesn't know it's their nickname? 206-803-ROCK.
Sea donkey.
Damn, man.
Yeah, damn.
That's pretty hardcore. There was that chick, and I never intended to call her this, but we'd opened a restaurant, maybe open for like 3 days. I'm working with this guy, Ronnie. Ronnie was the man. A little bit older than me, but we got a big rush going on, and he's trying to get this one waitress's attention for whatever. I don't remember why. And we're trying to remember her name. He's like, man, you know what I'm talking about? I'm like, male or female? He's like, female. I'm like, Karen, no. And finally he just goes, blotch. I'm like, oh, yeah. Now, that sounds terrible. And I will not say why he suddenly called her blotch. But it did explain. And I knew exactly who he was talking about, right? Mm-hmm. But after that, I could not tell you her name. She's only in my brain as blotch. And I feel terrible. She was really sweet, man. Real nice.
Yeah.
Kind of chick you hang out with, man. We get beers after work, all that, with Ronnie. And it's like, man, he could never remember her name either. We only knew her as Blotch.
Well, that's the other issue, just, right?
Yeah.
It's like in high school, like I said, like, there was a girl, I don't want to say her name, but everybody put fat in front of her name.
Oh, no.
And then one day we were at a party, and she was in the other room. The person in the kitchen did not know this and was like, when's fat blah, blah, blah getting here? She obviously heard it and was like, is that what everybody's calling me?
Just him.
That's exactly what we did.
Yep.
Yeah, sold him out real quick.
Well,
he's the a-hole.
The only way, so code in the house where I lived in with 12 or 10 guys.
You lived in a house.
Lived in a house with plenty of room. Almost everybody, I swear to God, almost everybody had their own bedroom. A couple people shared. The attic was huge, so three people slept up
10
there.
10 dudes.
There was a kitchenette up there. I mean, this place could have been divided into four
apartments.
Yeah, I
mean, we had six of us in a row house.
Yeah, it was actually right. Pretty easy. But my one buddy, his older sister, she enjoyed partying. She liked to throw down.
Okay.
And she very much liked to have sex. And she probably slept with most of her brother's friends.
All right.
All right. Now, she had never slept with me. So that was something that was probably a good thing. So I didn't have that. But one night, we had a party at my house. At our house, I go upstairs to go to bed, and she is sleeping in my bed with another friend of hers.
All right.
So they have since passed out on a king-size waterbed in my bedroom. All right.
Nothing but class.
This is 2:30 in the morning. I'm getting ready to go to bed. I had checked on them before. It was like midnight. I'd open the door. Oh, they're passed out in there. Whatever the deal is. Okay, that's fine. I'll find room to sleep on my bed. I get up. I go to bed. 2:30 in the morning. The other girl, Chrissy, is gone. It's right. Just Beth in bed. The other chick is left. I don't know where the hell she is. She went home. Either way, I was like, hey, Beth, move the hell over. You know, I'm sleeping here.
Yeah.
Next thing I know, we're having sex. All right.
Next thing you know,
yes,
it literally works like that, kid. You climb a bed and you say, exactly. She was move over, room. And then the next thing you know,
it was not,
you're having sex.
I was not, this was not me being the, hey, let's go guy. I was just like,
how much resistance did you put
up? She passed out. Then all of a sudden she pops up and like, game on. I'm like, all right, whatever. Okay. The thing is that,
okay.
You know, people say certain weird things when they're having sex. She was the person who just had very strange breathing patterns. So when
was she that one?
She sounded like Darth Vader. All right. I mean, like straight up Vader. I mean, it was just like, oh. But she did it better. I mean, she was like, she was James Earl frickin' Jones. And
that's
so
hot.
So she made this noise. So I started calling her Vader. And that was now what we called her because it was code so that my buddy would
nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
No, his sister, when we were talking
sleeping
about
with everybody.
Oh, correct. No. So we called her Vader based on that. Well, I gave her the nickname because I went to my buddy Jeff, who had slept with her first, and I was like, hey, I'm curious. Did you notice any resemblance to her sounding like Darth Vader? And he's like, now that you mentioned it, yes, but I never really thought of that.
Now that you mentioned it.
Yeah. Then I went to my other buddy, Brett. And I was like, Brett, I got to just confirm on this. You know what I mean? I was like, did she sound like Vader? Here, pull this up. It's like this. Oh. Oh. It was almost distracting to the point of you couldn't really even concentrate on what you were doing. Because you're like, this is the most unbelievable sound I've ever heard.
Right.
It was very unique. It was very unique. But she was later.